man, it definitely grew up real fast. I can't believe how fast it's been. But I know I'm getting older, so it's catching up. Well, yeah, I gotta go get him here in a couple minutes. I'm gonna take my mom's car, so I guess I'll take an HT with me. Yeah, D-Star, I like D-Star, so the repeater here is D-Star, and that receiver's interfering with my D-Star moment, bonking. So I replaced it with a CDM1550 LS Plus. It'll be here Friday or Saturday. You know, ham radio, and then repeaters. Repeaters are like having, like you're married to the thing. It's always screaming at you, and it wants more. I'm just saying, because I gotta tell you, she keeps screaming at me and wants more. But I will keep the other receiver for a transmitter. So, you know, as the time comes and it needs a transmitter, I have one. So at least I don't have to go off and buy another one of those. But there you go. I was thinking about going back to the ICOM software. I have a new flash card coming, a SanDisk. I actually got two of these Pro SanDisks, 140 read and write. I was going to buy the Ultras, but I found a better deal on the Pro, so I went with the Pro. So I'm going to change out my software again, I think. Don't hold me to that, because right now I'm running PyStar. But I do like the ICOM software. I hate the updates. I hate anything to do with updates. But PyStar doesn't update. I took all the crons out. There's no more crons on this software at all, and it doesn't update. And I may even enable analog again on the repeater if it doesn't kerchunk. Jeez, the cubic guy.